This is Jeff Leonard with the National Association of Convenience Stores, NACS, and thank you.
You are the Vice President of Strategic Industry Initiatives.
Yes, they weren't able to. Cincinnati.
How has it changed the way you do what you're doing currently? Like, can you think back to the time before you started the Convenience Matters podcast, where you had to come into our studios here and all that kind of thing, and then to what you're doing now?
Well, it takes a while to get to the mindset where you're thinking it's a new concept and it's entertainment. It's also infotainment, whatever you'd like to call it. You have to enjoy it,
right?
And you have to sound enthusiastic, because if it's clinical, somebody's going to tune out.
Oh,
and
no.
So then you start thinking about how can you make it. You talk to somebody and you start thinking podcast first instead of, hey, I'd like to do a magazine article or something like that.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
And there was something with the Washington Post a couple weeks ago. The Washington Post was doing a story and the Capitals were playing...
The hockey team.
They were playing the Penguins. And Dan Steinberg was the sports writer, and he wrote something. He says, I'm not sure about this in the series. And he said, but one thing I am sure of, the best breakfast... is at Sheetz in Breezewood.
Sheetz.
No way.
Another Sheetz.
So you saw that?
I saw that, and I sent him a note, and I said, well, you know, have you thought about being on a podcast? And that was the first thing I led with, and I also said, I've heard you on Chad Dukes, which is
local sports,
106.7. He does the afternoon drive. And I've heard them in the past, like, talk about convenience stores. So I thought, well, that'd be interesting. Maybe I know he talks about convenience stores more than today. And... he was very nice. He wrote back, and of course, Washington Post, we can't do things like that. We can't take money. We can't do things like that. But he also texted some things to Chad. And Chad loves convenience stores. He talks about them a lot. And I'm an email guy. I'm old school. I read the actual newspaper. And I couldn't figure out how to talk to Chad, so I forgot about it for a while. Well, Dan texted Chad. And then Chad kind of... took personal offense to it. Chad didn't like that Dan writes one column, mentioned Sheetz twice in the column, and the big national association wants to carry him out on a pedestal. And meanwhile, Chad's rant was just, I don't know how much he prepared it, but he was basically talking to me.
Yeah.
He was like, who is this idiot that's in charge? He didn't use me by name, but... it was almost poetic how brilliant the rant was. And the thing that got me is he name-checked Game Day Beer, which was a 7-Eleven beer that they sold for not that long.
Right.
But he knew it.
And they got rid of it.
Checked it. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this guy knows. So he did his rant. It was very funny. And then a couple of us, we got texts that came from his loyal listeners that said, you better have Chad on your podcast.
Uh-oh. You got his fan base on
you. And you better pay him for it.
Yeah.
And then so the next day, we mentioned it to Sheetz, and we said, you were name-checked yesterday, too, in a good way. And Sheetz said, we'll solve this. And sent him a text that says, you finally have respect. Swag bagged. Everything with Sheetz has to begin with or end with
Z. Oh, okay.
So swag bags on the way. And then here Chad Dukes breaks into his show and he says, you know, we have breaking news. This isn't about the hockey team. This isn't about the basketball team. This isn't about the baseball team. This isn't about the NFL draft, which is coming up in a couple hours. The big news on the day is I have respect. And
respect.
He was so excited. It was great. It was
that's so
good
much fun.
Radio. And we've had other things going on, but I've reached out to him and we've gone back and forth and I said, we need to have you on a podcast. We will have you on. You can
in a Sheetz.
You can rant about the guy who disrespected you, but
to the guy.
We do respect him.
Yes.
I can't if you guys coordinate that, I can't wait to hear that episode. I want to hear.
Well, yeah. And then we had people on staff. I shared that and so many people were like, oh my God. He's a god.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, this god kind of yelled at me. But
God yelled at you.
It was good radio. So that's good radio.